About 300 unemployed veterans were expected to attend a job fair in downtown Tampa today. Recruit Military is a veteran-owned and operated military-to-civilian recruiting firm. They provide free services to job seekers with a military background, connecting them to employers and educational institutions with men and women who are transitioning from active duty to civilian life. Robert Walker is the organization's director of events.
Veterans just can't walk into any workforce and say, hey, I'm a veteran, I'm coming to corporate America, please hire me. And of course, corporate America just can't walk into any base and say, hey, I want to hire veterans, how do I do that? So basically this becomes the one point where they can all come together and get to us, usually the final step in the hiring process, face-to-face meeting. Because a veteran, you know, they have discipline, leadership abilities, they're trainable, have worked under arduous conditions. A lot of these things make veterans great, and I do believe a veteran can walk into any workplace and make an immediate impact. Contractors realize that the people that have actually worked the best for them are the people that have actually worked in those environments, and that's why a lot of them here and are constantly at our events.
Sergeant Chris Powell with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is currently serving in the Air Force Reserve and served 4 years of active duty in the military. He says law enforcement is a great opportunity for veterans to use some of the same skills they honed through military training.
Basically, I was already in law enforcement, but after serving 4 years of active duty, I kind of transitioned from military to law enforcement and remained in the military reserves. Law enforcement is similar to the military. I mean, they kind of label us as paramilitary with the uniform, the physical fitness requirements, bearing arms, and enforcing laws and rules. A large percent of the military is still in shape. Remain in shape, and don't wait till you get out of the military. Start inquiring about law enforcement somewhere between 6 months to a year before you get out.
Also in attendance was the American Legion, who is trying to recruit members to the nation's largest veteran service organization. The group supported the updated GI Bill in 2008, which gave veterans with active duty service on or after September 11, 2001, increased benefits that cover educational expenses, provide a living allowance, and money for books. Robert Brewster said that increased membership would increase that organization's considerable political clout.
We're the only organization with an office in the Capitol and in the Pentagon. Our commander goes in and talks to the Congress. He talks to the president. The bigger stick he has, because we're right now at around 2.3, 2.4 million members worldwide. If we get the three, he's got a bigger stick. All those members are voters. So the Congress and senators will listen when you have that many votes in your pocket. Anytime employment's tough in this country, people join the service. It's been going on for years. It'll continue going on. Anybody getting out of the service right now is taking a heck of a chance. If they can stay in, they should stay in.
Sergeant Ronald Brown joined the service at 18 and has been building highway infrastructure following his service with the Army's 82nd Airborne, but has had trouble finding steady work. He says he has been interested in working on jobs for loading ships.
I'm also interested in the warehousing, the forklift operation things, that type of work, construction, of course. Roads and bridges, the things I've been doing in the military, I've trained in the military to do. We're just still trying. I'm here trying. I'm putting in resumes. I'm going wherever my counselor, I have a VA counselor who is sending me to these type things. As far as the veterans' health issues, I found that the James Haley Hospital here is excellent.
Brown said that he would be interested in potentially working for the Civilian Conservation Corps if Congress revived the Depression-era program.
I've seen the military actually go out and plant trees. I've seen them use tanks and go back and repave roads that they've damaged. I've seen them actually go out and build water filtration plants where the old one might have been damaged. And that wasn't their obligation. It's just that we were there in that country. And that's what the Army Corps of Engineers came in and did.
LaShelle Elagon is the wife of a veteran and was interested in a program that provides government funding for those pursuing degrees in education called Teaching for Troops.
Well, they have the Teaching for Troops. I believe mainly it's for an education to help educate the veterans so that they can go out and get a type of job or feel that they want. I wanted to be a teacher since youth, since I was a little girl. And I'm actually in school trying to obtain my education degree, and he was giving us good pointers, good ideas.
Bank of America was interested in hiring veterans for their technical training and background. Joshua Rennick works with Bank of America and pointed out that veterans have transferable skills that will help them on the job.
We get a lot of great technology project managers, a lot of great managers, period, but we've gotten supply chain people that have that, like, that information protection experience. And also the bulk of the jobs that we have are in customer service. So we'll have positions within our banking centers and also within our card centers, call centers where we, you know, do card, credit card customer service, and so on. So if they've got the mixture of the sales experience and then their management in the military, it usually makes a great mix.
Barack Obama issued an executive order last September to help unemployed veterans. Currently, the unemployment rate among veterans is more than the national unemployment rate, with 11% of veterans out of work. Recruit Military also hosted job fairs today in Texas and California and has an event schedule at recruitmilitary.com. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from Tampa, I'm Joshua Holton.